Mayor de Blasio says New York City will begin issuing municipal identification cards by the end of this year to help those immigrants living here illegally access various services. But as WNYC's Marella Ivorak reports, the evidence so far, both here and elsewhere, suggests it may not be as easy as it sounds.
Lucio Escamilla was talking on the phone as he sat in his car on Westchester Avenue. This was a few years ago, up in the Bronx. He says he was parked when police knocked on his window, told him he couldn't talk on the phone in his car, and asked for identification.
Since I didn't have a valid ID from the state of New York, I showed them my consular ID and another ID I had, a valid driver's license from Michigan.
51-year-old Escamilla came here illegally from Mexico 15 years ago. He says the officers arrested him and accused him of carrying fake ID.
I was afraid because I didn't know if this charge could get me deported.
Escamilla wasn't deported. A judge dismissed his case the next day. But advocates say it's just one example showing New York needs a municipal identification card to help illegal immigrants step into the mainstream of American life.
We will reach out to all New Yorkers, regardless of immigration status, issuing municipal ID cards available to all New Yorkers this year.
Mayor de Blasio announced the creation of the card in February and set aside $8.6 million for the program in his executive budget. But it's not as easy as simply printing up a batch of cards. There is, for example, the need to get the police department to sign on.
There is some concern within the NYPD about the verification of the documents that people are going to bring in.
City Councilman Daniel Drum is a co-sponsor of the bill to create the ID. He says it's critical to address the NYPD's concerns that applicants provide adequate proof of who they are and where they live. New Yorkers who have a valid ID usually just get a summons for minor violations.
Without identification, they're taken to the precinct. And then from the precinct, they go to Rikers. This is a huge fear in the immigrant communities.
Drum says the card would also be accepted by other city agencies, ensuring, for example, that immigrant parents can go into their kids' schools. The city is also talking to private businesses to ensure cardholders can get access to services such as bank accounts. Drum wants to pass the bill by the end of June to give the mayor's office the rest of the year to implement the program. It's a short timetable, even for advocates such as Stephen Choi, the executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition.
It's aggressive, it's ambitious.
And that's just to set up the system. To make it a success, New York faces another challenge that other cities have faced with limited success. How to make the card appealing to everyone, not just the city's estimated 500,000 illegal immigrants.
The best thing for immigrant communities, paradoxically, is to make sure that non-immigrants are going to want to get this card.
Choi and other advocates say the card needs to have a broad appeal so that it doesn't become a scarlet letter pointing to immigrants who are here illegally.
This has got to be a New York City card that everybody, not just undocumented immigrants, not just day laborers in Queens, but hipsters in Brooklyn and, you know, all sorts of folks are going to want to be able to get.
The de Blasio administration says the card will have an array of incentives, such as discounts at restaurants and museums. But that strategy hasn't worked all that well in San Francisco, where they started issuing cards in 2009. Eric Mars sits on the city's board of supervisors.
It's mostly Latino people in our city that have accessed the card.
The city initially projected issuing 90,000 cards a year, but Mars says they've issued only 20,000 municipal ID cards so far. Over the last 5 years.
It's a mixed bag in terms of our ability to raise awareness of the importance of the card to the general population.
Daniel Blank says San Francisco's experience offers a lesson on what should be offered to New Yorkers. Blank is president of Bureau Blank, a communications and strategy firm that has worked on a few marketing campaigns for New York City.
Maybe you could tie it into a MetroCard discount, right? Maybe you could give them a discount on their utility bill. I think those types of, you know, broader systems might be more compelling than, say, you know, a discount on a T-shirt or on a burger.
And Blank says there's a cachet of being a New Yorker.
That could be a possible way to, you know, take the card from being just a functional piece of documentation to, you know, actually being something that says, you know, that makes a statement about the individual that they choose to live in New York City.
Who you are instead of how you got here. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivarak.